everything, and I will adore you.
At the mention of your name, at the mention of your name, all knees shall bow and tongue shall confess. At the mention of your name, there is healing in your name, there's peace in your name. And I will adore you at the mention of his name. That name, there's healing in that name. There's healing in that name. There's healing in that name. Oh, at the mention of that name, I receive my healing. I receive it right now. At the mention of that name, there's healing in that name. There's healing in that name. There's healing in that name. Oh, we magnify that name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, heaven responds at the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Whatever you may need, ha, just reach up and grab it right now. It's here right now. Take it by faith. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Ah, there's peace. There's peace in that name. There's peace in that name. Oh, no more fear, no more anxiety, but there's peace in that name. Ah, yes, there's peace in that name. There's peace that he's given to you as part of your inheritance. There's peace in that name. There's peace. There's peace. There's peace. There's peace. Ah, yes. Ah, yes. There's peace. Ah, yes. Ah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Ha, ha. Ah, freedom. There's freedom. Freedom. Freedom from that. Yeah, yes, that thing that's been keeping you being bound. There's freedom in that name. You are loosed in the name of Jesus. Ha. And devil, wow, we bind you right now. You have no place. You have no part in that person's life in Jesus' name. But we speak freedom, liberty, liberty. There's liberty in that name. We speak that name. That name. That name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Things that are just coming up, I'm just addressing them. I'm not sure who they're for. But it's in his name. 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 Speak much of his name. Speak much of his name. Speak much of his name. Magnify his name, not the problem. Magnify the name. Magnify that he's your helper. He's your savior. There's fullness in that name. There is nothing too hard for him. At the mention of that name. At the mention of your name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 worship him. Jesus.
The name of Jesus, he hears you, he loves you, just worship him. The name of Jesus,
Jesus.
Say the name of Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Say the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. All fear has to leave.
At the name of Jesus.
All sickness and disease.
At the name of Jesus.
At the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
Ooh.
Oh, there's power in the name. There's power in the name.
Power in the name.
So much power in the name,
power in the name
of Jesus. Jesus. Say the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Say, say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say his name. There's healing in his name. There's forgiveness in his name. So much love in his
name.
Say Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Miss Gina, keep saying his name. Keep saying his name. The more you proclaim his name, the more he will manifest himself to you. Ha ha. The more you proclaim his name, ha ha, yes, the more holy fullness. Ha, huh? Yes. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, the more you proclaim his name, yes. Ha, 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 ha. Yes, yes. Ha, yes. The more you will see, and others shall see. Yes. And he sees the faithfulness. Ha. He sees the faithfulness. He sees the faithfulness and the boldness, ha, to proclaim, ha, 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 the name of Jesus. And he says, keep speaking the name of Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Natty Rich. Jesus, he is the Redeemer. I just hear him saying, he's the Redeemer of lost time. He's the Redeemer. So whenever there's thoughts of the past, no. He redeems that. He's redeemed. That's part of his job description as the Redeemer. Ha, ha, because you've been faithful. Ha, 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 because you've taken those steps, he will redeem what has been lost. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
If that bears witness with you, you go ahead and receive that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Father. Glory, 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 glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We just magnify you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
We glorify you.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. For you are great, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
So good.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Why don't you, everybody, grab your Bibles. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Lift up your Bibles. Ha ha. Say, this is my Bible.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
I am what it says I am.
Ooh, I am what it says I am.
I am
what it says I am. I am what it says I am. I am what it says I am.
Hallelujah.
How we thank you, Father. Father, we come to you right now. We honor your word. We come to you with open hearts, ears to hear. And we thank you, Father, for your word that shall be preached today. I say, let my mouth be one as a ready rider, riding upon the hearts of those that are here. Thank you, Father, for boldness and utterance. Thank you, Father, for answers. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for revelation. 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 Hallelujah. My spirit's awake.
My body's awake.
And I am ready to receive
the unchangeable,
indestructible
word,
the living
word
of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
You may be seated. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I count it as an honor to be before you all.
to be a part of this mighty company, this local church. It's such an honor. And I'm just so thankful for my pastors, your pastors. Oh, my goodness. Where would we be? Where would we be without our pastors? Having shepherds over our lives for protection, to nourish us and feed us of what we need. I'm just so thankful for them. There have been some times where, you know, you just feel like you just, you know, your flesh may want to rise up and shake somebody. But you think, what did pastor just preach on? Speaking of which, what did he just preach on, you know, last week? Unforgiveness, or, you know, dealing with that. And that love that constrains you from doing something you don't want to do. And it's because of having pastors that feed you what you need to make you strong. So I'm just so thankful for them. It is such an honor to be able to be in front of you all. It's such a privilege. And we just take it with great responsibility. So, but I have something that's on my heart today. And it's been rolling around for a while. And it's something of which, I'm learning, just like everybody, learning how to hear the Holy Spirit better every day. And when you realize, well, you know what? This is the strongest ear, then I'm going with it. So go over to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll start at verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren and sistren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Ah, yes. And put on the whole armor. The whole armor. Not just some of it. Not just the part that you like. Not just the part that your flesh likes. Put on all of it. Such that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. When you have a gap in your armor somewhere, that's just an open space where, you know, you can have, you know, you can get hurt. Yeah. Okay. It's like a crack or something like that in, you know, a dam that's holding water or something. You don't want to have a crack in there. So you want to put the whole armor on, put the whole armor. For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers in the dark. And I should say defeated principalities, defeated powers, defeated rulers of the darkness, no longer rulers anymore, and defeated spiritual weaknesses in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. And stand therefore. Four times it says stand. Yes. Stand. Yes. Stand your ground. Yes. Stand. Yes. And then I was talking about the armor here. Yep. It says, having your loins girt about with truth. Yep. Having your loins girt about with truth. Now it's interesting how it talks about your loins, like your you know, this place reproductive system, you know? You know? And if you want it to be protected with the truth. Yeah. Just as we were talking about with in the offering, if you are saying something wrong, if you're saying something that's not correct, then you are giving birth to something that is wrong. You're giving birth to something that is going to be a hindrance. Okay, you want to say the truth of the matter. You want to say the truth of it. Okay, so you put on. Put on that belt of truth, right? And having that on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. Put on his righteousness. Put on that right, as it talks about in Romans chapter 5, you know, by one man's sin, death reigned, but by the gift that gift of righteousness by what Jesus did. What Jesus did, put on that gift right there of righteousness, such that you may reign in life. No longer in defeat about because of what might have been done in the past. No longer in defeat about your mistakes, your sins, you know, your oops or whatever, your boo-boos, whatever you might have done. It doesn't matter. That's all in the past. It's on the cross. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. That's a part of your armor. I know. You know, there's some times where the you have thoughts or whatever that may come. Oh, I missed it here. Whatever. And then it's like, no, wait a minute. I've been recreated in His image. I've been made right. I've been made right. So instead of me taking those lies, those are lies again, you know, put on the truth of who you are in Christ. Put on the truth that you've been made right. You've been made right, okay? All right. And then your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now that one there is very interesting. But it's interesting how it talks about your feet being in peace. Sometimes, you know, what tries to come up is you know, maybe a thought of anxiety or something like that, or fear, you know, oh, I got to do this, whatever. But he says, no. I have not given you that. I've given you peace. I've given you peace. That's what it talks about in John chapter 14. I want to say, 27, somewhere in there. You know, He's given you peace, not anxiety, not fear, peace. Peace, such that instead of being on shaky ground, you're on firm ground because you're in peace.
Right.
You're in peace.
Right.
So, and then it says in verse 16, above all. So most importantly, put on all of them. But yes, make sure you put these on. Make sure you put these on. Taking the shield of faith. Wherein ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts. Mm-hmm. What does all mean?
All.
Just a little bit.
No.
All. Be able to quench all. Anything that comes against you. Anything. Pick up that shield of faith and it'll quench any fiery darts. Any of those fiery darts. And you know what? It's just like those like cowboy and Indian movies and things like that, you know, where they fire those the arrows with fire on them, right?
Fire.
Yeah. Yep. And it goes and hits the tents, which are, you know, wood or whatever, you know, whatever they use to make the tents. And those fiery darts will keep getting larger and larger. The shield of faith will quench all that. It'll quench it. You take that faith, you take that shield of faith, you use it, and what the devil thought, what he imagined, shall not be performed. It's like taking a giant fire hose and it just quenched. It's quenched. Taking that shield of faith. Ah. And then, all right. And then it says in, let's see here, page got changed. And take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. It's interesting how they call it the helmet of salvation. Paul didn't call it the helmet of iron. Salvation. Not the helmet of steel. Salvation. Not the helmet of something that was man-made. Salvation. Salvation. And that helmet is protecting your mind. It protects your mind. It's so important that we must renew our mind to those things, those truths of what we've received in our salvations, our benefits package. It's so important that we take that and we put that on. We put on who we are in Christ. We put on those truths. We put on those things and we renew our minds. We renew our minds to those things. Now, you may have been made clean, made whole by when you were saved, but there's some things we got to do. We need to renew. We need to put some things in it.
Yes, we do.
Because if you don't, other things will try to come in. Okay? So you need to put the right things in. And here it says the helmet of salvation. How about you meditate on the things that you have part of your benefits package? your inheritance in Christ. Meditate on who you are. Meditate that you have been accepted. Meditate on that, the fact that you are healed and whole. Meditate on the fact that you are completely whole. You have been delivered. Meditate on the fact that he has accepted you with love. He has called you to be holy. Meditate on the fact that you can do, you have the can-do on the inside of you. The greater one on the inside of you that makes you great. Meditate on those things. Put on those things. It's so important. It says above all, you got your shield of faith, you got your helmet of salvation. And then you have the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. Say sword.
Sword.
Now it has a W there. It should be sword, right? No? Okay, all right. A few people roll their eyes here, just so you know. All right, so sword of the Spirit, right? Why did they put a W there? Oh, okay. All right. It's like Des Moines, right? No. But you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. It is the Word of God.
Amen.
And it's interesting that this sword is the only offensive weapon. Now, you probably could use, you could use part of your armor. You know, you can use your shield, even better than Captain America. I mean, you can use it there, right? You know, but the offensive weapon is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Now, it's interesting how the sword of the Spirit, right? And which is the Word of God, which tells you that the Word and Spirit, they go hand together, hand in hand, hand in hand. The Word and the Spirit, they go hand in hand together. So for us, and he's talking to us, the church. Okay, this is written to us. Paul wrote this to us as the church here. And we are to put on the armor of God.
That's right. Yeah.
And part of that armor is the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. And I was, you ever have Pastor Nancy called them these homeboy, messages or something like that, but just the homeboy talks, I call them straight talks with your Heavenly Father, real talks, real talks where he may get straight with you, which is good because he's trying to show you some things. There are some things in which he was showing me, because I was a few months ago dealing with symptoms and lingered for a while. Then, 2 weeks later, lingered, came again. Like, what's that, And he talked to me about a few things within there. But one thing that he did talk to me during that time is about, you need to pick up that sword of the Spirit. You're not using your armor. You're not using the full package that's been made available to you. You're not using it to your advantage. So he kind of got straight with me. So I just started, looking at some things. And never really looked at this from this perspective, but it's good. This is great. This is great. I love it. I loved it. I had a good time preparing. And but just even before this, but here it's talking about the sword of the Spirit, which is the rhema word. If you look in the Greek, the rhema, the written word. Of course, you have the logos, the spoken word of God. But here we're talking about the written word of God. Okay, and like I said, it's the only weapon that's offensive. So it kind of tells you something. It kind of tells you something. Our weapon of offense is our. I got about 13 and a half people saying that. But, our offensive weapon that we have is the. All right, I got about 26.5 people, The offensive weapon that we have, that we are to use, is the.
Word.
Yeah, okay, all right, we're getting, but all right. The word. We are to use the word. We are to speak the word. We are to use that word. It's part of our armor that we are to use. Now, go over to Hebrews chapter 4. Now, I do realize that, you know, you probably heard this before, and all I'm doing is watering the word that pastors have been ministering on. I not trying to be fancy or anything like that, but just giving you the word. Okay, some people may look for a move of the Spirit, and, you know, hanging off chandeliers and, you know, running around, you know, and things like that. You know, that's cool and all, but you know what? Hey, this is the move of the Spirit right here too. The preaching and teaching of the word right here. Matter of fact, I'll say this is going to be a help for somebody. This is a help for somebody. If you come just looking for the spectacular, you will be deceived. If you come only looking for the spectacular, now don't get me wrong, there will be signs. Don't get me wrong, there will be wonders. There will be demonstrations of the Holy Spirit. But if that's what you're looking for, you will be deceived. Why? Because if you don't have the foundation of the word, you are not founded on anything. That's why it's so important to make sure you have that word. You have that word, that sword of the Spirit. I'm reminded of great-grandpapa Hagin, great-granddaddy Hagin. He talked about it with in the healing revivals, where there were many ministers that did great things. But they based their ministry on, the miracles and gifts and things like that. And it's funny. It's probably easy to say right now. You know, it just makes you wonder, was Brother Hagin, you know, kind of like smack talking, you know, you keep doing what you want to do, I'm gonna be right here. And that's exactly what happened. Because he said, you know what, you base your ministry on this, I'm basing my ministry on the word. Now, he flowed with the gifts. Yes, he had many demonstrations, many, many things that happened through his ministry, but the emphasis was the word. That was the foundation. It's word and spirit, not just spirit. That's why here it's the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. They work together. They work together. So you have to have the word and you have to have the spirit. The word and spirit. Word and spirit. Word and spirit. Without the word, there's no foundation. So this is the move of God, y'all. Hallelujah. So Hebrews 4 verse 12, it says right here, for the word of God is quick. Woo! Yeah. The word of God is quick. Yeah. It's alive. Yeah. And powerful. Yeah. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes, Pastor Jay has been talking about just your thoughts and your emotions and things like that and having dominion over those things. And the word of God gives you that. The word of God allows you not to be confused anymore. Is this my spirit? Is this my soul? Is this my body right here? The word of God discerns that for you and separates that so you know which one that it is. Now, I'll tell you this, it does take some practice because you have to train yourself of how to listen to the Holy Spirit and train yourself to read His Word of God such that you know what is actually true. So it does take some time. It takes practice, you know. Just read His Word. Read His Word. Read His Word. I like how it says in the Amplified, the classic, it says, for the word of God that God speaks is alive. It's alive. And John 6:33, you don't have to turn there. It says, it is the spirit that quickens, as we said here in the Hebrews as well. The flesh provides nothing. That's enough said right there, you know. The flesh provides nothing, okay? But the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life.
They are life. Amen.
They are spirit and they are life.
Yes, they are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So So they are. So the word of God, this is back in Hebrews 4:12, that God speaks is alive. It's full of power. Full. You're running a little empty? You running a little empty? You running a little empty? How about you get filled up on the word of God? You need to get filled up with something? You know what? Instead of looking for something in the natural to fill you up, you know, maybe, I don't know what it is, even with coffee or something like that, you know, hey, how about you take some time with the word of God? Take some time and fill it up on the word of God. Now, I ain't trying to step on anybody's toes. If you like coffee, it's your thing. You know, it is what it is. But I'm just saying, don't let that be your ultimate filling station. Don't let that be your filling station, your ultimate filling station right there. Okay. Just saying. Matter of fact, there's some times where it's like, you know what? If you, I don't, well, I'm meddling right now, you know. I got to go. Hey, can I get a ride here? Can I get a ride? All right, let me go right back here. All right. But full of power. Full of power. Full of power. And it's active. So the word of God is alive. Say alive. It is active. It is meant to be in action. Yes, it is. That word is not to be sitting on your coffee table. Yeah. Thank you. If you can blow dust off, if you can write your name on it, you know, if you can write your name on it, like some of our cars outside, if you can write your name, yo, it's not active, y'all. It's not active. Quit deceiving yourself, y'all. Pick up the word. The phone is ringing. Pick it up. Pick it up. The word is alive. It's alive. The word is full of power. It is active. Jesus on the boat, when that storm came, Jesus was, you talk about cutting some logs. He was sleeping. He was, you talk about counting the heavenly clouds. I'm just saying, you know, he was, and the disciples were saying, Jesus, don't you know that we're about to die here? We're in the storm. And Jesus like, oh. You woke me up. Okay, it's just my interpretation. I don't know. But now he rebuked the storm, but he turned around and asked, where is your faith? Where is your faith? He didn't say, good job, boys. Thank you for waking me up out of this great sleep that I was having. I was dreaming about my father having, you know, some heavenly meat or whatever. I don't know what he was dreaming about, but I'm just saying. I was dreaming and you woke me up for this. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. But he said, where is your faith? With the mind and the intent that, oh, you can do the same thing I just did. And by the way, spirit of faith, we can do the same thing as well. And I know you all have been doing it, but you keep doing it. Keep doing it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. The more we talk about the word you have, the more the faith you have. But yes, it's meant to be an action. But you know what? If that sword... It's just like if that sword that you have, that word of God, let's just take it home. Let's say, yeah, in your home, let's say you have a nice knife that you like to use. A nice knife that you like to use to cook, to cut up some of that, whatever the steak or whatever you're doing, you know, to preparing up, you know, you got that nice knife, right? And I know y'all got it in y'all kitchens. Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. But if you working in your kitchen and you got that nice knife just sitting right there, yeah. And you trying to work on this meat or whatever you're doing, yeah. Until you actually pick it up, it's not active. Right. It's not active. Yeah. You got to pick it up and you need to use it. You got to use it. It's meant to be used. It's not meant to be looked at. I'm sure y'all got like, your parents, it's like my folks, we have a, what do you call that thing with the, where you have like nice china in it. What do you call it? China cabinet. China cabinet. All right. So, yeah. That's why I teach math. All right. But you got that china cabinet, right? And this is like my folks. We got a china cabinet. I can tell you, man, I can probably count on three fingers the amount of times they use the china in that cabinet. And it's just sitting there to be looked at. I don't know. I'm like, Dad, Mom, when are we going to use this, right? You know? It's just like when you move out of a house and then all of a sudden they bring out the good stuff. They bring out the good stuff. She came home. She came over I think the first time. And my brother, same thing. My brother, we both said the same thing. They brought like plush towels and everything. Yeah. And my brother and I were like, wait, what's going on? Where'd this come from, Dad? Mom, what's up with this? You know? Because most of the time when we were there, it was just to be looked at, I guess, you know? Because we sure enough didn't use it. Hi, Mom and Dad, if y'all watch out tonight. They sometimes do tune in. They'll call in. Hey, I saw somebody. Famous. I'm like, who are you talking about? What? I saw you on TV. Oh, I'm oh, okay. All right. He was watching live stream. Okay. All right. All right. So, but yeah, you got to use that. You have to pick up that sword, pick up that word, and actually put it to use. Yeah. Jesus expects it. He expects it out of us. So the word is alive. Yes. Say alive.
Alive.
It's full of power.
Full of power.
It is active.
Yes.
It is operative.
Operative.
I had to look that one up in the dictionary. I'm just saying, just to get, But no, seriously, y'all think like, duh, could you see operative? No, it's a cool definition here. I like this here. Okay. All right. Here it is. Working correctly and having the right effect. The word is operative, which means working correctly and having the right effect. The word is supposed to work correctly, and actually it'll put things in correct order. It'll make sure things are operating correctly. So if you apply the word, like, let's say if you have a burn or something like that, you have an ointment or something, or cut, you have some Neosporin to help with the scab, right? Yeah. If you apply that word properly, then it will be operative over that area such that it'll work correctly. It'll heal correctly. It'll do what it'll have the right effect of, and you know what? It's the right effect such that you won't even see any hint of it afterwards.
Yeah.
If you apply the word correctly, that's what it does.
So good.
Yep. So the word of God is alive. It is full of power. It is active. It is operative. It is energizing. 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 I like this. And I was just thinking about this. I'm just reminded of in Acts with chapter 3, it talks about times of refreshing. There are some times where, you may have a lot that you have to deal with in your natural lives and, a lot of responsibilities. It is what it is. And sometimes it's like, man, this is I need to, I need some time to get energized.
Yeah.
So it may require you to go to the throne room or something like that. It may be your bathroom and maybe somewhere separately, the throne room, right? Okay. All right. Okay. I'll miss. All right. So, okay. But, you go somewhere where it's just you and the Lord.
Yes.
By the way, this is a piece of wisdom right here. And I know this within the educational arena. I haven't worked at everybody else's job fields and things like that. But you know what? Sometimes it's useful to stay away from the lounge.
Thank you.
To stay away from the lounge, because you know what happens in the lounge? Complaining.
Yeah.
Oh, as we talked about in the offering. Oh, then there's overwhelm.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a party of pity.
Oh, party of pity.
And it just drains you.
Yeah.
It drains you. I can count the number of times in what the, I don't know, 12, 13 years of teaching that I've actually, you know, ate in the teacher's lounge. And, I'll be okay. And, I had, one day I went there, I think I had like, I don't know, some barbecue ribs or something like that for lunch or something like that. And being in the office, you know, barbecue lingers. So I decided, you know, yeah, I'll just eat in the teacher's lounge. And teachers came in and it was just like, oh, this is a bad day and so forth, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, okay, all right, it's time to go. So there may be some times where, you know what, you need to spend some time. You may be feeding yourself with lunch. You need to spend some time in the Word while you're eating. While you're eating. Turn off the Facebook.
Thank you.
Turn off the social media.
Yeah.
All your 25 minutes. I mean, you take that look. That short amount of time can go. It can make a huge difference by taking that short amount of time and honoring that time.
Yes.
Just saying here. I wasn't planning on saying all that, but that's by the prompting of the Holy Ghost there. I like it in Psalms 119:93. It says, I will never forget thy precepts, thy word. I will never forget thy word, okay? For with them thou hast quickened me. Quicken means made alive. Made alive. And in Psalms 119, verse 50, this is my comfort in my affliction. Thy word has quickened me. And if you look up that word, even in the Hebrew and also in the Greek, it means to be made alive, be revived, to live.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
No more needs for a pick-me-up anymore. No, no need for, you know, we'll just keep walking with that. Yeah. It is effective.
Yes, it is.
The word of God is effective. We're back in Hebrews 4:12. It is effective. It does what it's supposed to do.
Amen.
It does what it's supposed to do. In Isaiah 55:11, it says that my word that go forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void. You can take that to the bank.
Yeah.
It will not return to you void or to him void, but it shall accomplish all that I please.
Yeah.
What have you been believing for?
Right.
What have you been standing on? Have you been applying the word in that area? Have you been holding up your sword of the Spirit in dominion over that area? Have you been wielding that sword of the Spirit and speaking what's going to happen in that situation? Have you been speaking the word over your finances, over your body, over your families, over your job or whatever? Have you been speaking the word? When you do that, oh, he will, hey, as it says in Psalms 119:89, thy word is settled in heaven.
Yeah.
It is settled. It is settled. It is done. It is done, done. It is done, done. It is settled in heaven. So when the devil tries to come up or thoughts, whatever, tries to say this and that, whatever, no, you say, no, it's settled. It's settled. I got the word. I got it right here, and you can't take it from me. I got the written contract right here, devil, and you don't have to honor it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So the word of God is alive. It's full of power. It's active. It's operating. It's energizing. It's effective.
Yeah.
And it is so much we can get. Oh, There's so much, and there's no way that, you know, that we can do it within the time we have here, which is why it's like, you know, it's a lifelong journey. It's a great time of just spending time with God and having him just share more about his word and what's available to us.
Amen.
Ah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now the word is sharp, right?
Yeah.
How do you handle something that's sharp?
Great care.
With great care. Yes, very careful, great care. There you go, yes. With great care. You handle it with care. With great responsibility.
Yes.
Because you realize that it can hurt somebody else and it could hurt you. Matter of fact, you handle it with such responsibility that you do it as instructed.
Come on now.
That's right.
Come on.
You don't play around with it.
That's right.
And matter of fact, and if you take care of that sore the right way, if you take care of that sharp thing the right way, and you keep it sharp, you will not hurt yourself. Okay, but if you don't maintain there, if you don't take care of it, if you don't take good care of it, because of being so dull, it could also hurt you even more as well. And matter of fact, and part of that instruction of how to handle something, how to handle it with responsibility, you have to sharpen it properly.
That's right.
Not going to sharpen a sharp knife with a butter knife, am I? No. I got witness. No, she's like, no. No, you sharpen it with the right proper things. Iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. So you want to have something that is able to sharpen you properly, okay? Yeah. Or sharpen that word properly.
Yeah.
So one of the things that the Holy Spirit prompted me of just saying of asking and prompting is that how are we handling the word?
Yeah. That's good.
How are we handling that sword of the Spirit? Are we being careful with it? Are we maintaining it? Are we using great responsibility with it? And I get this. Like I said, there's so much that, you know, because I'm like, Lord, there's so much here. I don't know. And I'm just flowing what he's saying to say, because there's so much, and I know I'm not getting everything. But you know what? That's where you do it on your own, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So there's a part that with that word of God that we have, that we have to handle it properly. We have to handle it with great care. So if you go over to Luke chapter 8. And we won't be here too long in this passage, but I got just something of them. So Luke chapter 8, and here it's talking about the parable of the sower, and that seed is the word of God.
Yeah.
And I want to take a look at how people carried or honored the word here. Because if you're looking at, man, you know, I want to have greater experiences. I want to have greater things happen in my life. Or if you may be, you know, there may be some new ones that are just, you know, just watching, just seeing how, you know, what is all this? I'm seeing some great things that's happening in people's lives, and I'm being exposed to more. But what is this? You know, there may be some that are, you know, they've rededicated them lives back, you know, and here, if you look at Luke 8, verse 11 through 18, talks about here the parable of the sower. And now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. In verse 12, those by the wayside are they that hear. They come, and the devil, or I'm sorry, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts. lest that they should believe and be saved. Now, you've seen this before, but I want you all to see this. Look at how they carry look at how this type of soil carried the word, how they cared for it. They just heard the word. And that's it. They just heard it. They just heard the word. So it's like you hear the word in church.
Come on.
And that's it.
Come on.
There's more. There's more. And that's all, you know. So in that case, that's where the devil pretty much came and took that word out of their hearts.
Yeah.
It was sown, but they didn't care for it. They didn't care for it. And then in verse 13, they on the rock are they which they hear the word and they receive it with joy. And these have no root, which for a while they believe, and in time of temptation they fall away. So here they heard the word. All right, so we're at the next step, next level. They heard the word, right? They heard the word, right? They received the word. Matter of fact, they received it with joy. Yeah, praise God, hallelujah. Hey, running around, shouting joy, you know, chandelier. We receive it. But then there's an attack that came. There's an attack that came, or there's some temptation, whatever it may be, whatever. And it came, but here's the reason. Yes, they received it with joy, but they didn't take the time to handle it carefully to make sure that it took proper root.
Yeah. Come on now.
That word has to take proper root. And because it did not take proper root when the devil came, almost like the first, the first kind, when that devil came, it was easy to pull up. Just like weeds. If you get a weed, early, you can pull it right on up. But then when you get a weed that's in there, that's like big and, 6 foot, whatever, get a weed whacker, get some nice chemicals and kill it that way at the root, but it has to take root. It has to take root. We have a device at our house where we can grow herbs, and there's a point in time where we were growing it, they weren't growing as fast. We were like, okay, what's going on? Are we doing something here? Whatever. And we thought, all right, well, we just need to maybe add some more water to it. We were caring for it, taking care of the things we needed to do. And came back after a couple of days or so yesterday and realized, oh my gosh, these things are huge. I mean, like, we had with dill, was it basil? I forgot what else is in there. But, I mean, they're huge. And it's like, wow, after we did that, after we took care of that such that it can get roots, we can take care of it, that's when it just flourished. Flourished. So you got to make sure that word gets in there and take root. Okay, it has to take root there. All right. And part of that here is it says it took they believed for only a while.
Yeah.
Part of taking root is, hey, believing longer than just a short time.
Yes. Yes.
You can't just believe on for Sunday and Sunday afternoon.
Thank you
can't just believe, for 1 week. Oh, where did it go? Why did it happen?
Yeah. Come on.
No. You need to just believe and just keep believing.
Yeah.
Believe and keep believing.
Amen.
That's how it takes the root.
Yes.
All right, let's go to the next type. And then in verse 14, and they that which fell among thorns, which they heard and go forth, are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. Now, this one was very interesting. I know you've heard this before, but this is very interesting here. Because here in verse 14, they heard it. And you know what? Sometimes we give the devil too much credit.
Yeah.
And because they heard it here, right? And then it says, they go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life. Did you notice Jesus didn't even talk about the devil here in that verse? Jesus didn't even say anything about the devil.
Right.
He didn't talk about anybody attacking them. He didn't say anything like that. He didn't say anything about, you know, no, he just said that the cares of life, the riches, the pleasures of this life. So this is just talking about the person or the soil, you know. They opened the door to allow this to occur. They opened the door. And because of opening to the door, which means, you know what? I'm gonna follow. Like pastors, he talked about, you know, passions.
Yeah.
Following the passions, you know, which is solical flesh, you know, but here that's kind of like an open door. Oh, you follow those passions? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You opening the door. You opening the door. So here. So those things can choke out the word. What we do, has an effect of, you know, the handling and care of the word. If we, with those, let's say those herbs there that we have, with those that we were growing, let's just say we chose to just keep the windows open for the past two, well, let's just say in January. Let's just say we decided to keep the windows open.
Yeah.
Was that the devil?
No.
I just thought it was going to be cool, you know, get a nice little breeze, you know. No. I opened the door. Therefore, those things did not grow.
Yeah.
I opened the door. So how you carry yourselves in other areas has a huge effect of how you carry and handle the word of God.
Yes.
So here, it makes a difference of how you handle the word of God. It makes a huge difference how you honor the word, how you honor something that is sharp, how you carry it. Yeah, I'm reminded of when we went to Hawaii. You ever seen those like the shows where they twirl fire and things like that, you know, and, you know, they have swords and so forth. And, you know, and you're like, man, I wish I could do that. And like, probably not. So y'all are trained in how to do this. You know how to handle this with proper care. You honor it with proper care. We need to honor the word of God with proper care. We have to honor that sword of the spirit with proper care. Okay. And I just got to, and we're not going to be able to go through all this, but if you take some time and look at Psalms 119, Psalms 119, have you heard it before? Have you read all of it?
No.
It is very interesting. Yes, it is the longest chapter in the Bible.
Yeah.
But I say 98% of the scriptures has a reference to the word of God. There might have been like maybe, I don't know, two or three of them, they may not or something, you know. But majority of the scriptures have a reference to the word of God. And this is just the fun thing that how he just leads me, you know. I went through all of them and kind of just, I just, all right, what is this one talking about? What is that one talking about? What is this talking about? This, just to see any themes and things like that, you know, how is it categorized and so forth. And I mean, it all of it talks about the word. And I mean, there, it talks about how to stay right, how to keep yourself clean. And I'm just going to read a few of these right here. In verse 3, it says, they also do no equity. They walk in thy ways. So, and if you walk in his ways, you're walking in his word. Mm-hmm. Verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. How do you cleanse your way? You walk according to thy word.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So he talks about that as well. It talks about how God is faithful, you know, and also talks about, you know, direction. Yep. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Order my steps in thy word. This is verse 133. Order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Yeah, you need wisdom. It's got it in the word. Yes. It says, teach me, O Lord. This is verse 33. Thy way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Yep. Verse 130. And I say this too as well. And this is for the young ones here. If you're looking like, man, there's so much joy here, you know. Look at in verse 130, it says, the entrance of thy word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. He's not trying to be complicated. He's not trying to be complicated, but you know what? The more you allow the word have interest in your life, the more you let the word come in, the more you welcome the word, the more you read and just spend time reading the word, the more understanding you'll have. The more revelation that you'll have. Yes, it talks about a lot about protection.
In
verse 23, it says, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant meditated on thy statutes, on thy word. You know, it's like you have an answer. When things occur, you got an answer. You answer it with the word. You answer it with the word. That's what Jesus did when he was in Luke chapter 4. Talks about it is written three times. Well, at least this is what we have that's in the Bible. But we know there's probably some other temptations there. But three times that Satan was trying to tempt him. Okay, but he said it is written. It is written. He has an answer. He had an answer. He said, it is written. It is written. And one of the biggest things that I saw here in Psalms 119, it talks about honor. How to care for the word. I had to count. Now, I'm sure this is like maybe an approximation because I, you know, didn't get through all of it. But it's about 70 scriptures. Almost a third of Psalms 119 that talks about how to honor the word. How to honor thy word. It says in verse 4, thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts, keep thy word diligently. Keep thy word diligently. Verse 10, with my whole heart. My whole heart, my whole heart, my whole heart. Just with that same heart that you did to pursue your boo, that you take that whole heart and you pursue the word. You pursue the word. Isn't that right?
That's right.
There you go. He's got it in the right order, though, you know, yeah. Okay. But that's with your whole heart, I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. It just tells you how to honor the word.
Yes.
Tells you how to honor the word. In verse 15, I meditate in thy precepts and I respect unto thy ways. Think about it. When you think about it, it gives more honor and more respect. It makes it weighty. It makes it more of importance, more value. Yeah. Verse 24, my testimonies, my word, his word, are also my delight and my counselors. Woo! I love thy word. I love thy word. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 31, I have stuck to thy testimonies. Oh, Lord, put me not to shame. I have stuck to thy testimonies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 72, the law of thy mouth, the word of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 103, how sweet. How sweet are thy words. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. How sweet it is. You know how sweet it is. You know how it is when you get something good. It's good. Yeah. And you like, give me some more. Oh, my.
Yeah.
How sweet it is.
Yeah.
Yes. Verse 97. How I love thy law. How I love thy word. It is my meditation all the day. All the day. All the day. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 140. Thy word is very pure. Hi. Therefore, my servant loves it. I love it. Hallelujah. There's a song that says, I love the Lord. I won't take it back. I like to say it like this. I love the word and I won't take it back. Yay. Just saying, I love the word. I love, and I'm not taking it back. I'm not taking it back. Nope. I love the word and I'm not ashamed of the word. I'm not ashamed of what it's done in my life. I'm not ashamed of what it's doing. I'm not ashamed to read the word. Oh, it's a joy. Hallelujah. In verse 162, I rejoice at that word and find grace for you. I rejoice at that at thy word as one that finds great spoil. Great spoil.
Great spoil.
Out the praises of your mouth, shall you find great spoil, but it's by praising the word of God. That's why when we started the service, we were praising God. We were praising the word of God. We were praising what he was doing. And it is a doorway to great spoil. Hey, it's just telling us how to care for the word. In verse 162, seven times a day. That's how we may have to work on or get into that, you know. You don't have to start at seven, you know. You can start your own. If you haven't been praising him, you know, just do little stair steps. You know, it may be, you know, one time a day, you know, and then maybe two times a day, you know. But here it says in 164, seven times a day, I do praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. We got to get this one here. This is one of Pastor's favorites. Great peace, 165. Yeah. Great peace. Have they that love thy law. Do you love the word? Are you handling it with care? Are you handling that sword with care like you love it? Do you delight in it? And nothing shall offend you. Hey, you delight in his word. You honor the word properly. It will block. It's just like a force field. That offense that may try to come in and stir something up, it shall not take any root in Jesus' name. Because you honor the word, because you care the word, because you took care of it carefully. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for thy commandments are righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, this is just a sum of Psalms 119. Just some. Just a little bit. But you know what? How you care for the word. Go home, look at it. Here's what I had to do when I was, this is because I started reading 119, I don't know, about a month ago or so. He just said, you know what? Just say, all right, 10 scriptures. Meditate on 10 scriptures a day. And then all of a sudden, hey, about 17 days later, woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm done with Psalms 119. I know, right? Like 17 days later. But you know what? If you chunk it, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Just do it one bite at a time. So there's a lot in here about how to honor the word, how to care for the word. Now, I'm wrapping up here. There's so much within 119, and also a lot about, I gotta say this here too. It's a lot about protection when things are coming against you, about how the word, how you can handle the word when fiery darts do come. Okay, we're talking about how to handle the sword of the spirit. which is the word of God. But one other part, and I got to say this too. I'll say this for our I'll say this for everybody, not just young folks, not just, you know, the youth or next level, you know, everybody. It also talks about who you hang around. I'm just for a little bit, just for. Psalms 119. You got to see this. Psalms 119, verse 79. Psalms 19, verse 179. I'm sorry, 119, verse 79. Says, let those that fear thee turn to me, and those who have known thy testimonies. I had to kind of look it up a little bit, and I saw this in the New Living Translation. It says, let me be united with all who fear you, with those who know your laws. Here's your litmus test.
Yeah.
And I got to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing with conversations that I may have. And, you know, are the people that you're hanging around, are they one that fear God and honor his word?
Yeah.
Are they one that look to know your word and your, even though it says laws here, your testimonies? Those are the ones that you should be hanging around. If you cannot see the fingerprints of God on your friend or your coworker or whoever it may be, if you cannot see the fingerprint of God and his word on their life, then
come on now.
Yeah.
This is what the word does. It helps keeps things in order. Yeah. Talks about it in Hebrews 4:12. Keeps things in order with the word. And it's one of those things that even in Christian schools.
Oh yeah.
Just because it's a Christian school doesn't mean everybody a Christian.
That's right.
And I'll say this too for those that do have children in Christian schools. And I don't think that any of you all do this, but just, you know, remember that you are the parent.
Thank you.
You're the parent.
Yeah.
You still need to have your fingerprint on your child.
Yes.
Don't leave the school and the teachers to raise your children. You are the parents. You are the one that have the greatest voice. You are the ones that are to put the right things in them. Because sometimes the revelation that they walk at the school, they may not have the revelation that we do have. Not throwing any stones, but it is what it is. It is what it is. So parents, we parents, because we have children. Our children is at a Christian school as well. We talk about certain things. We talk about certain people that may be there. We also talk about, hey, there's some things like, because some people just go to the school because, you know, they just go to the school. But even to the point of, let's say if you're, you know, at a choir concert singing, smile. Smile. There's some joy on the inside of you. Don't look at somebody else in your classmate as your standard of how you are to operate. No. We tell them that there is a greatness on the inside of you. We say, look at your pastors of how they come out with joy. Look at the praise and worship team of how they come with a smile on their face. And there's a spirit of faith there. And it's not just a spirit of tradition.
Go ahead.
Because sometimes that's what happens within, and I'm not slamming on Christian. I'm just helping.
Yeah.
This is what I'm learning. It's what we learn. And I'm hoping this will help people that have students or kids there. But sometimes it does get whittled down to tradition because this is what we do every day. Oh, we recite the Bible scripture. We do this. We memorize and so forth. I get it. But you know what? There's more than just reciting it. No, there's life in that word. There's life in that word.
Amen.
Do not know why I just said that, but did not have it on my notes at all.
We
needed it. Life in the Word.
But I'm just what we have learned as well. So praise God. All right. Now, here's the thing. And so much to talk about with the Word, but we're wrapping things up. I'm not going to go there, but I want you to, there's a person in 2 Samuel, verse 23. I want to say Eleazar, I think that's his name. He's one of David's men. If you look at verse 9 and 10. And he stood his ground to defend his ground, such that he had his sword. He had the fingerprints of his sword so much connected to his sword so much that it was like it was welded to his sword. This is how to honor the Word. We need to take the Word of God just as he did, and we need to stand and keep our place of dominion, as pastors have been talking about, over whatever situation it is. And you do that by speaking the Word. You speak what the Word said. You say, it is written. When the devil tries to come back with something else, you say, no, devil, I know you got amnesia because you've been stepped on your head. I get it. I'm going to keep reminding you again, but the Word said this right here. I'm standing my ground. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know you're going to try to keep coming back again, but I'm going to keep saying the same thing again. I'm not going to get weary of well doing. I'm going to keep doing what the Word says today. I'm going to say it and say it and say it. Can God see your fingerprints all over his Word? And I'll say this as well. Can the world see God's fingerprints all over you? How are you honoring the Word? How are you honoring the Word? Now, go back to Ephesians chapter 6. We're almost done. All right, we'll be done here in a couple minutes. Sorry, I didn't bring Leroy here today. Brother Copeland has a timer. His brother Leroy was a Thompson, I believe. So he calls his timer Leroy. So we're on good time. We're almost done. I want to say this. Now, not only do we care for that Word over things of our lives, but this armor that we have, it doesn't just stop at for our lives. Let's keep reading here. It says in verse 19, and as for me, and now this is Paul talking. He's writing a letter to Ephesians, to the church of Ephesus, to us, you could say. And he says, and so you could say he's speaking into the church. And he says, as for me. So you could say, as for, you know, the elder of this church or the apostle of this church or, you know, as for me. That utterance may be given unto me. This is Paul saying, unto me. It's kind of like a request, but he's also saying, but it's not happenstance that this came, the armor of God came before getting into prayer. It says, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bounds. Therefore, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So here he says, and for me, he says, as you are, you got this, you put on your armor, and what it is to enter into prayer. That armor is to help enter into prayer. So what the Spirit of God told me is that, you know what, we need to take this type of honor of the Word with the sword of the Spirit and in our prayer rooms, and we need to be praying over our man and woman of God. Such that there's utterance that should be given, such that there's the boldness to preach the gospel.
That's right.
We need to be taking that sword of the Spirit, that Word of God, taking it in prayer.
That's right.
wielding it in the spirit realm with the word of God, speaking and covering our man and woman of God. It is our responsibility as a local church to help hold up their hands. And it's such a joy.
It is such a joy.
So as we honor the word, don't just honor the word for your personal things. Yes, do that. But honor the word, care for the word, take care of what you need to do with the word, and do it as you to take care of our man and woman of God. We should be praying for our pastors. I know we are, but this is just, you know what? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. We got to hear it again and keep it there. That is why the base is strong. That's why we are strong here. Take that word of God, and this is a part of, don't have it on your, you know, just sitting around and to look at, like in the china cabinet. Pick up the word of God and use it. Pick up the word of God and use it. Pick up the word of God and use it. Why? Because when the word grows, it impacts the world. If you look at the early church in the book of Acts, I think like two or three, four times or something within there, where it talks about multitudes of people came into the church because of the word that was being preached. The word was preached so mightily, it prevailed. So, you know, we are to be speaking that the word of the Lord has free course. It should have free course. That's what we should be saying. We take it to our prayer rooms and we just thank God for it. We pray and we say, this is what we're having. The word of the Lord has free course. It shall be glorified. It shall be glorified. It shall be glorified. It shall be glorified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are to honor the word. Care for the word. Great care with the word. Put the word to use, for it is active. It is effectual. It is operative in our lives. It is. Yes. Yep. So take that sword. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. Stand your ground. We have authority. We have authority. And it starts here on earth. It starts here on earth. Whatever we loose or bound on earth can be loosed and bound in heaven. And when we pray and when we speak in line with his word in the name of Jesus, it talks about in 1 John 5, he hears it and we know we have it. We know we have it. But if we don't speak his word, if we don't care for his word, if we don't use his word, then it will be hindered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So are we going to take that on, spirit of faith? Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you for your word. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for you are teaching us of how to honor your word, how to care for your word, and we will keep stepping it up. And it is such a joy, Father. It is such a joy to do thy word, to read thy word, to participate in fellowship in thy word, Lord. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for sharing such great truths and such great, the deeper things of your heart. We are so thankful, Father, that you saw it fit that we as men and women are able to partake in such great things. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that we are not ashamed of this word. We are not ashamed to share your word. We're not ashamed to live out your word. We're not ashamed to even if we need to make some changes because of what you said in your word.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Were you helped this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Ha, we thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
We thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, Lord, Lord. Praise God. I love the word, and I won't take it back. I'm not taking it back. I love the word, and I'm not taking it back. I am not taking it back. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Well, pastors will be back here this week. If I don't even know if we had any visitors here or not, or but if you were a visitor, come back. Come back. Please do come back. Pastors would love to see you, and you can we always say come back, you know, try us at least three times. Yep. So praise God. We thank you. Thank you all very much. That is what I had on my heart. There's so much in the word that like I said, there's so much, and you cannot exhaust it in one service. This is like, you know, Bible class, you know, for a semester or something like that. You're probably longer than that, actually. You'll be learning about the word for the rest of your life. And it's a joy. Because the more, you ever notice when the more you fellowship with somebody, the more you learn about them? And you're like, you did? You think, you know, for our married folks, you know, you realize that, no, I mean, that you learn more things about them. You know, it's, even if you've been married for many years, you know, my parents have been married, I don't know, 55, see, I don't know, probably it was about 55-ish or so, for a long time. But it's like there's a continual learning. That's the same thing with the word. The same thing with the word. You're always going to, you're going to learn more the more time you fellowship with the word. And just for the scripture that you thought, oh, I heard this when I was a kid, you know, like John 3:16 or story of David and Goliath or something like that, you know, and then you heard that like, wow, that was in there. Oh yeah, it's been in there all this time.
Yeah. Hear it again.
But sometimes your perspective is different the way you came at it. Instead of coming at it this way when you were younger, you came at it this way when you were at a different age or something like that. So never get into the point, and this is a part of honoring the word, never get to the point where, oh, I'm coming to church and this is what we do.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always come with the expectation that I am going to get something that I never heard before. And I'm going to get some fresh revelation. I'm going to get something good that's going to be answers in my life.
Amen.
It's a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When you speak the word before you come, you actually will receive what you say. It's how you honor the word. How you honor the word, how you come into church, how you leave church, how you honor the word. What do you do on, you know, Sunday afternoons and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? What do you do? It matters. It matters. So praise God.